Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming, starring Rob, Bat, Lana, Jay, and Zach.
Hey, y'all.
And today we are playing Marvel Rivals, and we're talking about three episodes of TV. Skeleton Crew 7 and 8, and Daredevil Born Again, Episode 1.
Yeah, so much.
The marathon.
So much to talk about.
What a day it is, and it's a good day. It's a really good day, actually.
Let's give them something to talk about.
Because...
Sorry.
I will reveal why it's a good day later.
Oh, wow,
a little teaser.
Yeah, don't get too excited.
Is it because we're playing Marvel Rivals?
There's many reasons, but that's one.
Hey.
I like how in Marvel Rivals you can see people's like bandwidth, and like how Zach is orange and the rest of us are green.
Yeah.
On this side, do we want to start with Skeleton Crew?
I think so. So in Skeleton Crew Episode 7, it begins where the parents are unleashing their plan.
Yep, they're in the woods, and they have a communicator that they're trying to, like send off, like,
activate.
A Chinese lantern into the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I like how Neil was... Yeah.
It's just funny how they keep getting stunned. I was amused by that.
And the robots say, you will be stunned for your own safety. I'm like, oh, that's nice, actually.
That is nice.
I like how Neil's mom acts just like him, where she's like, run for it, grab.
I'm going to run for it.
I do appreciate that she got it pretty far.
Isn't she the one who like took two steps and got immediately stunned?
Yeah.
She got pretty far.
Okay.
Papa Elf.
It took a while.
Fucking
parents.
Do you know what this part reminded me of? I'll give you a hint. It's another Star Wars Disney Plus show.
Was it when little Leia ran away from...
That's right!
I don't really see that, but I'll take your word for it.
They're running, and it's very slow.
And it's like a relay race.
They run very slowly. Are we doing the Fantastic Four again?
Whatever you want. Well, I mean, people who aren't used to running will run slow. I don't...
You do the ones at night, too. It's like, you don't want to trip and fall on your communicator and then break it.
So true.
But they succeed, and they launch it into the sky. And I was kind of expecting the communicator to get, like, shot down immediately, but it didn't.
Yeah, I was expecting it to be stunned.
I don't know why they didn't just shoot it.
Well, it seems like the supervisor is one step ahead of the parents pretty much the whole time. They never really had much of a chance.
Well, I mean, they kind of knew already based off of the prior conversations and the disgruntledness of Wim's father and all that other and everyone else's family. So they knew to watch him. But then, then they got caught with breaking into the system. And so obviously they're on the watch list.
All right,
the man keeping them down.
All right, so the next part is they're on the ship, and we need our first J-splanation of the day because the ship, the inside of the ship is also super nice after being not super nice before.
Oh, you mean because after it lost its armor?
Yeah, like it transformed, and the outside, I guess that makes a little bit of sense, but it doesn't make sense why. The outside
maybe 33 cleaned it up for a while. Oh, wait, no, because the pirates probably cleaned it up for a bit.
I don't know. I feel like it was an area they didn't really hang out, and then because it wasn't in the armored area, so then when they went there, they were like, oh, it's nice.
Wait, the bridge is a place they didn't hang out?
I don't remember. I take it back.
Not buying it.
Whatever, it's nice. I don't know.
Okay. And it doesn't make any sense.
Okay, whatever.
The outside would change, but the inside would change, and the outside.
Our major conflict here, though, is that Wim doesn't actually want to go home. I think we all kind of saw this one coming.
Yeah.
We all thought it was funny, Guru and I thought it was funny that he's now back to, what was the name of the test? Assessment? He's like, I don't want to do this stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of coming down off of it.
I mean, Wim just doesn't want the adventure to end, his dreams of being a Jedi, and I mean, yeah, understandable.
Why is he gonna be a Jedi? Is he force sensitive?
No, yeah. He just wants to go off and like have adventures and not just be an office worker like his dad.
Yeah, lame, boring, crappy, worthless.
I'm terrible.
Well, hey now.
Yeah.
It's that have futile dreams. That's terrible. Just what kids have.
How long did it take us to get good at Overwatch?
Well, don't worry, it'll give us bots in a little bit.
This is like, I'm so bad at this. I watched a video that was like, guys, Marvel Rivals is everything that Overwatch should have been. And I watched it, and it's like, Marvel Rivals is just way more complicated than Overwatch. And I was like, oh god.
It is more complicated. Because there's way more characters to begin with, so you don't have a healthy foundation
there's
to
way
begin
more
with.
Characters, and there's way more ways they can like synergize, and there's a lot more flying characters.
Yes.
And
than Overwatch characters. Like every character is like 5 moves instead of Overwatch, it's like 2 or 3.
Yeah.
You right click, you left click, and you hit 1Q.
So the pirates arrive at Ann-Atten, and they see the barrier around it, but they don't realize necessarily that it's a barrier. It's just it looks like a storm.
Storm cloud,
That was cool. Which is so,
it did look really cool. I did appreciate
that.
It
makes sense that that's why no one knows where Ann-Atten is.
Well, I mean, it makes sense that they don't know it's Ann-Atten, but I mean, people should have known it's a planet. I mean, it's a big circular storm cloud. People should have been like, hey, there's a planet here. Wonder what's on the other
side. It's true. It's in the shape of a planet.
Yeah, I mean, it's a complete circular barrier of a storm cloud. I mean, it's not just a storm wandering around the universe. They're already here.
I think most people knew that it was a planet.
Well, they know Atten.
That was my assumption as well. But they're just it's too dangerous. Jeez.
Mm-hmm. They've been real aggressive. So they said the pirates sent the starfighter in, and I was surprised there's no member berries with the starfighter.
What starfighter?
You remember when they sent the starfighter in?
Yeah.
It gets killed.
Yeah. It's just like some ship.
Yeah, that was great. It's like I like the trials of Jude Law's character where he keeps trying to figure it out, and then the moment he messes up, they try to kill him. So I like the part where he's like, send in the fighter. I promise it'll work. And then it doesn't work. He almost gets killed. Yeah.
He has the best line too. He's like, maybe we should send in another one. Like, it's the perfect like comic timing with it too. Oh, it's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe he's actually a Jedi, by the way. I know I'm getting early ahead.
He's not a Jedi.
He is.
Oh, he's Jedi trained.
He's force sensitive.
I was sure it was magnets. Okay, I was sure.
Yeah, you skipped ahead. That was my favorite part.
That was your favorite part.
I got to be right. Yeah.
Oh no, I hate that. I don't want you to be right.
Yeah, I'm right so rarely.
What were you right about? That he actually was a Jedi.
Yeah. Well, that he had force powers.
Well, it wasn't magnets. It is like I was like, oh, it's just a trick. I'm like, it's not a trick to like levitate objects.
Yeah, bring keys, bring other stuff.
Yeah, he's definitely force powerful.
No. Oh shit! Squirrels.
All right, so the message gets destroyed, the fighters get destroyed. Then the kid's ship comes in, and they get captured.
So I'm actually gonna do really quick. I'm surprised that we didn't get any member berries with the starfighter.
What do you mean?
You said that.
Well, I didn't get a reaction, so I repeated myself until someone responded to it. But there wasn't like an X-Wing or like a Z-95 Headhunter, something like that.
Naboo Starfighter?
Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
What do you mean? Did you say why?
Yeah.
Because they like doing member berries.
A Z-95 would have been cool.
Yeah. But I do think that the Pirate Starfighters did have a resemblance to a certain ship called an assault gunboat, if anybody remembers those.
No.
From TIE Fighter.
From TIE Fighter and X-Wing. Yeah.
They look kind of like... No, that looked more... No. I mean, the pirate Wim ship looked more like a headhunter than the other ships. But yeah, I mean, I think I've seen them in the or something that reminds me of them from the Star Wars miniature X-Wing game. Mm. I can't pinpoint what it was.
All right, one more.
But I mean, they're pirates, so they're not going to... I mean, we already know in this universe that X-Wings are very hard to come by. Or the New Republic is limited in how many they have, right?
Mm.
So we can assume that they're not just freely given at this point or easily captured. If anything, I would have assumed they would have like an old X-Wing or something.
Mm.
Yeah. All right. So,
what do you guys think about the part?
TIE Fighter.
What's up, Jane?
I meant like an old TIE Fighter or something, like a modified TIE Fighter or something.
Yeah, yeah. An ugly.
Like that would have been cool. But instead of just a kind of a generic looking, sci-fi ship.
Yeah. I still like them.
Of course. So what do you guys think about where he kills Brutus?
I thought it was pretty hardcore for a kid's show. I did like when they grabbed him with the like claw hand.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, KB doing the business.
But then,
yeah, like, I thought that was pretty hardcore for a kid's show. What did you guys think?
Well, it was like Speed where he shoots the hostage.
Isn't that rated R?
Speed? I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely rated R. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was a very hardcore moment. I was just like, whoa. And the kids were kind of involved with it. I was just like, still like, wow, Jesus.
Brutus's blood is on their hands, personally.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They had to live with that the rest of their lives.
All right, so then they get the message from the parents, where they say, like, here's what you need to do to get through the barrier.
But they don't actually say anything about the barrier. They don't, like, really explain. They're just like, get a ship. Find some people who know about this place. No, but they should know that there's no one who knows about them.
Don't they say the thing about the barrier? About the emissary?
They just say find an emissary. That's all their whole solution is. Not
find like Republic emissary.
No, not any real instructions.
I had no problem with it whatsoever. It's like if you get lost, go to the cops.
Right.
That checks out. Totally checks out. I thought they were going to give them like the code, and then the pirates were going to steal the code.
That's what I thought, and I was hoping for that. Something simple.
Something simple.
Nope, there's no simple. Nothing simple.
Nope.
Yep. All right. So then, right. So we hear about the Republic emissary. Then we have one of the best parts of the episode where Fern invokes Claimsies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good enough.
To override the pirate code.
So, guys, I need somebody to explain this to me because I didn't understand why it worked. What?
Andrew's explanation was that the droid just likes them and wants to help.
Yeah, he doesn't trust. He's never liked Jod, so the fact that you can take, because I mean, he understands you can't claim two ships, right? So, which should have automatically just been like, so then he can't claim one, because then who's going to be the captain of the other ship? And then the kids should have taken the pirate ship in that case. I would have been like, fine, then we take claimsies on the other ship. And stupid Wim choking on being on.
Him pulling a Leroy Jenkins.
Just going, and not being able to actually say claimsies, like choking.
Yeah. It's classic Wim where he can't do it.
He falls under pressure.
He's not good at anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love they're just, they're actually kids. I don't know. Every time they make mistakes, I'm like, well, that's what I would have done.
Yeah, it was cute, but it was like, silly Wim, you suck.
I would be way wussier than them, to be clear, but... I'd be more like Neil. I'm a Neil.
Yeah.
We wanted to know if Neil was everyone's favorite character or just ours.
No, he wasn't my favorite character. Not he wasn't. He wasn't bad, but I think there were better characters.
Mm.
Yeah.
He was the cutest. I thought. Yeah.
I would agree. With that.
He couldn't really emote because he didn't really have a face.
Did you guys
emote? Great.
Did you guys notice the part with his mom where the mom has like teeth?
Yeah, it was terrifying.
Well, maybe he will grow into him.
Maybe.
I guess. All right. So SM-33 is suddenly a good fighter. Like,
you guys also,
he always was. was.
He's a good fighter. No, he wasn't. Do you remember the part where they're like, SM-33 attack, and he gets immediately beat, his ass beat by the pirates?
He's not good against people with guns. He's like Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Plus, Batman's very... This is a terrible analogy. Batman's great against people with guns.
Well, I mean, SM-33 punches people.
Yeah,
hey, Zach,
he's
why
fun.
Are you picking a
he's
fight
a melee.
Up against the Hulk?
He's the a melee bit. Character.
Yeah. You guys also like how John got
you
his helmet
bring
back?
He brought a... he didn't even bring a knife to a gunfight.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, he's a good fighter against... I forget why I wrote it down, because it's not the part where he gets owned by Joan. I guess he was fighting pirates. He's fighting those pirate thugs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was that line telling about Bastion's bad side?
What?
Never mind.
Bastion like in Overwatch?
No, I meant Bastion like in Marvel.
Oh.
Yeah.
Get Banner! He's tiny Banner!
Alright, they escape. They go.
Diva.
They escape, they go into the barrier. And I think I kind of missed how the barrier didn't blow them up. Is because the ship was like prior approved?
No, the ship is from Ad-Addin.
Yeah, so Wretched recognizes it and they realize it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It recognizes safety protocols are...
I didn't love that because then it's like the bad guys could just steal an Ad-Addin ship, but I guess no system is perfect.
Well, they don't. Ad-Addin doesn't seem to have any other ships.
Yeah.
Well, Ad-Addin is it's a classic again, like Star Trek, where they have a planet but it's the size of a small town.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. That was like in Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
With Carl Weathers. Sorry. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Heal me.
I'm going.
Heals.
We're healing you. You heal yourself, baby.
Wait, Thor can heal himself?
No.
Okay.
But there's health packs.
Big news.
Oh, yeah.
To be,
I barely know what's going on. You can't expect me to find health packs.
Okay, so they're going to... So they get chased by the fighter through the barrier. And I noticed in the, when they have the direct sunlight, you can see how beat up SM is. I like that.
I did like the part with the direct sunlight. I'm not sure exactly when that was, but it was refreshing. I think that's at towards the end where you can actually see things clearly. So that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I can see clearly now.
So
do you see that?
Yeah, Joad snuck under their ship and he takes down SM-33 with the lightsaber. And then Joad goes like full mustachingly twirlingly evil. He just like starts yelling at the kids.
Yeah. What a bastard.
Yeah, it was very weird and out of character for him.
Out of character?
I don't know. I always thought he was very just like, I'm out for myself.
But like, also, I kind of like them kids.
Yeah, like... kind of getting along, you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. You know, it's no.
Oh, I forgot I can't survive that. Yeah, I mean, we kind of see hints of it being angry, but like when we see, especially after the whole Brutus thing, you could tell that like he's turned that corner of where he's just completely out for themselves, right? So it's
But, yeah, I mean, he's out for himself, but he never seemed, like, malicious. Opinion.
Yeah, not, like, cruel.
And then like, towards the end, he get hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he redeems himself a little bit there, but a little late.
And we
get a little bit
of a story.
Yeah, it's tragic backstory, now it's like.
Yeah. That stuff with the joke was interesting, especially when he was like, when I betrayed her. I was like, oh, you bastard.
Yeah, what a bastard.
Yeah.
It was such a late reveal, like, so untraditional, like, to have that at the very end. Basically, it's like, oh, by the way, this is what happened. I even got to the point where I was like, wait, did he already reveal why he has these powers? Like, no, he didn't. Okay.
And we get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, so they land, the hijacked ship lands, and the parents seem surprised that they have a landing pad that comes up out of the basketball court. I mean, the lawn.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that was strange, but
they don't go on a visit. How often does the Republic emissary come to visit?
You know? Literally never, apparently.
Yeah, we find out later how often.
Andrew and I were joking that there were just like tons and tons of gold. Mm-hmm. That they could just pretend to be the emissary. They don't even have to take over the planet. They could just like come back and forth and get it and be the Republic if he hadn't screwed it up.
Yeah.
Well, he's greedy. Yeah.
Right.
He's like, it's like they effectively have unlimited money, but he still wanted more.
Right.
Yeah.
So that
unlimited
was
money.
I mean, like, there's a part where they say they have 1,000 vaults just like this.
Right.
It's like,
yeah.
It's classic Star Wars, or it's just like over the top.
Well, I wonder too. Like, what would he even spend it on?
Well, I mean, Wars. Palpatine wanted to dominate land. Yeah. So.
Is that what Palpatine wanted?
Yeah, is that what he wanted?
Who knows?
I mean, he needed to fund his Death Star. He needed to fund all the other stuff.
Palpatine's behind it all.
He's got a budget to. He's got a budget to balance. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Oh no! Look behind you. Yeah. All right. So he's evil. Then the ship arrives, and he convinces them that he's the Republic emissary.
Right.
Yep. Good stuff there. And then they go to the treasure vault with all the money.
Yeah, they mentioned there's 1,000 vaults. There's a reunion with the parents, and John doesn't even try to maintain that he's actually a good guy in disguise.
Well, that's what's weird is that the end of the episode, he activates the lightsaber in like a menacing way, but then the beginning of the next one, they're like, "Oh, emissary, it's so nice to meet you," and then he puts it away.
Well, yeah, I mean,
it was dumb.
Well, because at this point, I mean, we don't realize how long of a time it's been, but considering Wim still holds the Jedi in high regard, right? So it makes sense to be like, see my lightsaber, I'm awesome. And they've never interacted with Jedi before, so as far as they know, that's a traditional Jedi greeting.
just threaten them with a lightsaber.
Are we doing another one or are we switching?
Up to you, buddy.
Back?
Why is it up to me? We can switch.
It's up to you. You're the straw that mixes the drink.
No, that's what you say. We don't want to make a decision. But yeah, we can switch.
All right, so that's episode 7.
Yeah. I think it's just because the fans love lightsabers. Oh my god, I love lightsabers.
Didn't know how to end the episode too, I feel like.
It wasn't too bad in this case because it was lightly used and by a non-Jedi, so I didn't have a problem with that.
Okay, so in the next episode, I thought they were going to do the dumb trope where nobody believes the kids.
Well, they kind of did.
Well, it wasn't as frustrating as it usually is.
I was extremely frustrated, I'm not going to lie. It made me bad. It made me bad.
He's just like, don't say anything, Kay. We all say, okay.
Well, and then all the parents were like, oh, you're back. Oh, yippee-doo. Take a bath. Yay. Let's cook a meal. Yeah, yay. Well,
they could probably use a bath.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, KB didn't even get like a tune-up. No. Nothing.
She might have gotten a tune-up. How do you know?
They say that she needs maintenance, so I assume they did that off screen. I would assume that.
Her parents had the least amount of
interaction.
Character development. Yeah. Like, they had zero personality. Like, you could do it, KB.
But it is true.
Why are you trying to be so woke?
But it is true. It didn't even occur to me until, like, just now. But the parents never even asked them, like, so where the hell were you?
Yeah,
I know, right?
They're just like, oh, good. What figured you out? How to get here.
Dude, they didn't have time. They had too much. They had too much to get through with this episode. They didn't have time for stuff like that.
I probably just asked them off screen.
I don't know. It's...
I was mad. I was big mad.
Mm-hmm.
So I also have to think there's a joke about a home cooked meal, but I don't remember what it is.
It was great.
Yeah. It was when they heat up like a microwave dinner, and then the dad is like, "How about this home cooked meal, huh?"
Oh yeah,
that's what I thought. But I thought it was like maybe it was like, well, maybe that's like an oven in the future.
It is oven in all Star Wars. That's what they use.
It just goes to show dads can't cook, but I'm butch. Even in the future, but I'm
butch. Yeah. Even in like The Force Awakens, you know, she has to hydrate and then put it over the oven and it heats up and then bubbles up and it's bread. It's the same concept. You're still cooking.
Zach with a 5-2. What a bomb.
Yeah, so did Jay.
Whatever.
Wait, Jay has a 5-2.
Okay, so then the droid catches Wim playing with his dolls. Do you guys know that word?
Catches Wim having a conversation with Neil, who's like, I gotta take a bath, gotta go. Don't say anything. Whee!
Then he gets quiet, so he pretends he's playing with his dolls, sir.
Yeah.
No, nobody saw you playing with your dolls, sir. Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
All right, so then they go to see the next note I have. I guess I skipped. I didn't care that much about what I host. The next thing I have is they go to see the supervisor and they learn that it's a computer, just like on that episode of Star Trek.
Yeah, it's in other science fiction too.
But they like knew it was a computer. Like the mom was like, "Yeah, it's a droid. Yay!
It's a computer. Yay!"
Yeah. Also, it's pretty basically set up because like Jude Law's like, I don't want to talk to you, robots. Let me talk to your supervisor guy. And I was like, yeah, it's gonna be a robot.
It was set up the entire season. It was constant stupid droids. I don't want to deal with the droid.
Okay. It's like a running joke that John hates talking to droids, and now he has to do it yet again.
Yeah.
Was anybody, not to skip ahead slightly, but was anybody disappointed that the supervisor kind of went down like a bitch?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like you poked its lens. Oh, yeah, the CPU is right in the lens. That it had a giant ass shell and all that stuff and big brain, and the CPU was sitting behind that lens.
There's like, no backups.
Come on. All those consoles. And you couldn't have anything. I mean,
something. Yeah. I felt like this would have been a good place for a video game big boss battle if it were a different kind of show.
Well, yeah, like if it was like an action, more action oriented show.
I mean, even which one? The one with Bucky Barnes, Captain America, when they go to the computer.
Falcon and the Winter Soldier?
Yeah, when they go and it's the freak it, and it's Heinrich, whatever his name.
Mm-hmm.
And
little guy.
yeah, and he's like multitudes of computers, and you can't just smash one thing because they had to like blow up the entire place to destroy him. It's like, come on, even the Avengers can figure this out. What are you doing?
Yeah, even modern computers have backups, much less in the future.
I felt bad. I didn't foresee it coming that it was going to be a droid. I thought it was going to be like the architect from the Matrix, something like that.
I was hoping for Palpatine's clone, but I can't get everything we want.
Keep hoping someday.
Yeah.
All right. So, did you guys also like the? I really enjoyed the part where the supervisor said, "Okay, so you need to explain something to me. If you're a Jedi, the last message we got from the Republic was that all Jedi are traitors."
Yeah. That was good. I thought this episode was very effective. I thought it was scary. I thought John was scary. I thought the reveals were good. And yeah, he was like, I believe you, but there's one tiny little detail. So are you lying about being a Jedi or are you lying about being the emissary?
Yeah, so good. Yeah.
That's a good
one. Just starts killing everybody.
Yeah. All right. So the pirates are revealed. He kills the supervisor. There's the blackout. And then the frigate comes down and starts blowing stuff up. Was anybody disappointed that the frigate was like almost of a Nebulan B frigate, but not quite?
Nope. Didn't even occur to me.
I didn't notice.
Okay. The front of it looks like it, but then it doesn't have a tail. It just stops.
Yeah. I can see it. It reminded me of this is going to be a bit of a deep cut, but the bombers from The Last Jedi were the Slave One. Kind of more like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The B wing,
the B-17 bombers from the beginning of The Last Jedi.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, B wings. Woo!
No, that was it. But okay.
Yes, don't jump ahead again. My other favorite part.
Anyways, continuing on.
I said the B-17 bombers, like the World War II bombers from the beginning of The Last Jedi, not B wings.
Do you guys like the part of Neil in the bubble bath?
Or term modified B wings.
History will prove.
History will vindicate me. Yeah. We did like Neil on the bath. Yes. So then we have our hover bike chase, which was great. Very, very exciting. You didn't like this hover bike?
You didn't like it.
I didn't mind the hover bike chase. I minded all the things that led up to the hover bike chase.
Also, it was such an E.T. reference. And then I realized, like, oh, the neighborhood looks just like the neighborhood from E.T. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it's very much built like it. It was very cool.
You mean like California?
Yeah, like that developing California.
Yeah, with the convenient little ramp and all that stuff. But, like, yeah, no, fucking Wim's dad being such a loser. I hate him so much.
What?
Wow.
At the end, he was joining them. He was like, woo!
No, he only joined them because he didn't know what else to do. And then, oh, now he's having fun, so now everything's okay. But he couldn't believe his kid. He couldn't fucking be all proactive. He couldn't do anything like that. What a loser. What a loser.
I do agree that, to go back for a second, the part where Wim's at home, the dad, like, hasn't changed at all, right?
Yeah, he doesn't
do appreciate his son at all. He's just like, you got to do your assessments, Wim. Get your life in order, Wim.
Yeah, Wim. Like, there has been no modification. Like, his concern was very short-lived. As soon as he got him back, like, doesn't try to understand what's going on and all, no. And then an idiot. Hey, the droids are dead. Oh, we have no power. Oh, like the.
Yeah, his dad doesn't notice that the droid stopped working.
His inability, and that his car won't work because there's literally no power, and all the other cars on the street are dead. Like,
oh well. Yeah, I mean the cars aren't connected to a larger system, right?
His dad is very soft. He lived his whole life in this coddled society.
I was hoping his dad would like turn into a badass. That was something that I predicted, and I was wrong.
No, but he does. He's like he has an adventurous moment, and he's like, "You're talking to a level 7 systems coordinator." That's like a cheerworthy moment.
He brags about himself in that one capacity, but it's not like he's like doing it for him. He wants like the praise because now he feels all the adrenaline. But like, it's not to like anyone's benefit. It's just like, do your job, dude. Anyways, I just didn't like him. He could have fallen off the earth and I would have been fine.
Wow, you sound like Wim.
Wow.
I hate you, Dad.
Yeah, and Wim just constantly being like, oh, Dad, man. Shut up.
All right.
Your dad's worthless.
Well, hang on. I have one last thing about his dad. Last thing to say about his dad, which I thought it was funny that he gets his bike because there's this like greaser guy just sitting there doing nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. In the middle of this like alien invasion.
Yeah, that was pretty funny, actually. Well, there's this thing is, I guess no show is perfect.
That's right.
Yeah. That was funny. That was funny though. All right, so the pirates land and they start and they chase the speeder bikes. And while it was a fun chase, there was too much shooting and missing. It was like an excessive amount.
Classic Star Wars though.
Totally, but it was a lot.
Well, that's Disney Star Wars, where everything's over the top. Okay, so they come up with a pretty good plan, which is call for help, which is great. I feel like if it was some other kind of kids show, they would come up with some elaborate, wacky plan to defeat the pirates, like, themselves. But this way makes a lot more sense that they're like, let's just get somebody else to do it.
And they run into a problem. They don't just take off and go. The ship is clamped.
Right.
It's got the docking clamps on. So they have to come up with another solution, one that involves everybody. We need everybody to do something,
including the dad. So he gets his hero moment. We talked about that.
I liked the line, Fern's line, or somebody. I think it was Fern's line where she says, "Everywhere we went, we met there was good people."
Mm-hmm.
That was great.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it true,
it's true. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Remember on the pirate planet, there was the prostitute.
No, I remember.
Yeah, and then on like the Civil War planet, there was like Neil's girlfriend.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, so they teased it out, which I thought was great.
Yeah, right. there was always one, and almost exactly
100 assholes and one nice person. Like, it's not that bad out there.
Yeah.
In the Star Wars.
Yeah.
But again, the parents are just like, man, they're like trying to convince them. Like, you can see, you just destroyed your supervisor. Like, get with the program, lady. Anyways, continuing on.
So there's more chasing. Did you guys like Wynn's bluff about the X-Wings? How he's like, they're on their way. thanks to the labyrinth, thanks to the crystal of whatever, whatever.
Yeah, I think John doesn't buy it for like a second.
Yeah. That's funny. He might have bought it if he was like, there's a secret way that my dad told me about, but instead of this like fantasy, I guess he's only a fantasy writer.
Yeah, he has got a specialty. Oh, I'm really behind on the provinces. So, anyway, they
provinces.
So I think there's in this part, there's a little too much of, you know, he's got the heroes and then he turns back for a second and then the heroes do something and then he's like, stop it. And then they do it again.
Yeah. You can't catch up. Yeah, that's true.
Okay, but yeah, so SM comes back, Neil shoots at the frigate and
with KB the turbo laser.
That was cool.
Yeah.
The one pacifist is the one that's shooting.
So we talked about this. John uses the force on the dad. So Alana's theory was wrong.
Yeah.
Sorry. Wait, hold on. Before you get to that part, they call Kim once they're out past the barrier. Did you guys like where she says, I'll get them there in two flaps?
Yeah, it was cute. I liked it.
Yeah, it was adorable.
Yeah. What a great character. Well, money you got there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy crap, there's a lot of provinces gone. What the fuck?
What the fuck?
I'm scared.
Why are you people doing so much? That's just rude.
All right, so then the ship crashes. Yeah, the Onyx Cinder crashes. And then, yeah, we have the fight over the barrier control. Joe, the dad, so exciting.
Yeah, the dad sneaks up on Jod very easily.
Well, he's got a lot going on. I don't have a problem with that.
There's also a good twist where, maybe not a twist, but like a moral dilemma where they say if you take the barrier down, you could be saved, but then you won't be isolated and protected anymore. Ooh, what are you going to do?
Yep. I mean, we could kind of see it coming that they're going to take it down, but yeah. All right. So yeah, this is the part. That's the part where we get his tragic backstory about how
holy shit,
the Jedi who trained them and blah, 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 blah.
Really throwing it is at the end. It was a bit much. But I kind of get the impression he was always a bad dude. Bad homebright, as Matt would say.
You sly fella. You caught me monologuing.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Guru said they shouldn't take down the barrier. She said, bad idea. By the way, I'm going to have more Guru notes later.
Okay. All right. So the fight. They pull the lever. Oh, this is the part. Yeah, they pull the lever and there's light. You can finally see everybody clearly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was I wish the whole episode had been like this.
You can see stars.
Yeah. But also you could see.
Which is a callback to the first episode when they're like, ooh, what are those? I think those are planets.
Right. And here comes Zach's favorite part.
Yeah, the B-wings. Come on, guys.
Because they kept saying X-wings, so I was like, when I saw the B-wings, I was like, oh.
Yeah, and then the B-wings do like a nice job, Alana.
Oh,
awesome, Rob.
Yeah. I did so good. I was so
you did great.
I was
you
in
did
it.
Great, Jay.
Good job, Jay.
So close. B-wings do some kind of like charge up effect.
Andrew was like, it's a turbo laser.
Shut up, Andrew.
Hey. He played X-Wing the game.
I never did X-Wing the game. Oh, the board game? I was going to say the computer game. That never happened.
X-Wing miniatures.
Lucasarts game.
The minis.
Okay.
That's the canon now. Do you guys also like when they say shields double forward?
Oh, I missed that.
I did not hear that.
It's one of the B-Wing dialogue, yeah.
Yeah. So
they shoot it, and then a big ship crashes. Another Star Wars trope.
The big ship crashes. The next note I had was they go to the ship to find KV and they open it and all of the money comes out and then KV's body like slides out and I have to admit I laughed pretty hard.
Yeah, it was funny.
So when they were running over the ship, Gru says she'll be all right and that made me laugh.
She's just her corpse is just there. Yeah,
I can't believe you got a Worf.
And then we get one more member berries for the end of the show, the Corellian Corvette.
Yeah. For no reason. For no apparent reason. Oh, guys, I was hoping if it was a different kind of show. Just very quickly, if it was a different... I think it was better the way it was, but if it was a different kind of show, do you remember how they say only a Republic emissary can get through the barrier? So
no.
Yeah, they say that.
Yeah.
So an alternative ending is they're like the X-Wings come through and they're like, how did they get through the barrier? And then like it shows some member of Barry's character that we all know and love.
Like Wedge.
Wedge. He's like, I am a Republic emissary, kids, and I'm coming to help. And everybody cheers.
I'm kind of glad they didn't do that, actually.
Yeah, me too.
Good restraint.
What?
What?
The show has enough characters. Okay. And then it's a very sudden ending. Is there going to be a second season? Like, we never find out what happens.
What do you mean, happens?
There's not much wrap up. I agree.
Like, suddenly what's going to happen with the kids?
They have to do their assessment.
They're going
to
do their assessment.
No way.
They can't even, the supervisor's dead. All the droids are dead.
That was something Guru and I argued about for like 10 minutes, actually. It was whether or not they were going to have to do their assessment. Guru said they would. I said, no way, their society's about to be upended. They're going to be part of the New Republic.
Right. Even the characters said they wouldn't be doing it.
It doesn't matter. They still have. There's still the mint. Like the mint is still there, and that wasn't destroyed. They still have to like do that.
Yeah. By the way,
because if they don't want to, they don't have to.
What's happening?
Yeah.
Do requested.
Well, that's why I would have liked a little bit more of a wrap. Well, so anyway, that's why I wanted. So that's why I wanted like a little bit of like a wrap up because. They're going to rejoin the New Republic is the implication, but they're rich. They're like the richest planet in all the galaxy. Unless they don't keep their money.
Well, they're not rich. It's not their money. It's like saying like...
only has value if you give it value.
It's like saying Philadelphia, Pennsylvania is the most valuable, is the richest city in America because it has a mint. It's not really how economics functions.
But anyway, so Guru and I had a disagreement about this. I said they're going to join the New Republic, and she said, "No, they won't. They're going to. Why don't they put the barrier back?"
Well,
that's quo, please.
Yeah. To Guru, I mean, somebody made the barrier to begin with, so why can't they put it back?
Yeah, Palpatine. Then they.
Well, it's also like, would they necessarily want to?
Wait, it wasn't Palpatine. They were an old Republic mint.
Yeah, yeah. There was a whole government that put it together that did it, right?
Well, so, we have a government now. Also, is it kind of unethical to leave them isolated like that?
Yeah.
Fine.
No.
Well, they live in like an authoritarian society.
But again,
they like it.
But also think about it, like the time frame, right? So the supervisor tells them the last message we got was that the Jedi's are traitors. So that was during Order 66. So that's when Palpatine is still in power. So all that build up while Palpatine is getting power and taking over, that's when they are running like optimally. So like they are still part of that, like, and Palpatine loves to keep his little treasures secret. Even before he became like the emperor, right? He had set up multiple things in action in the universe and in the lore. He had multiple secret little things going on, as we see with like the cloning and all that other nonsense. So like there's a whole bunch of shit that he did, and he built stuff and all that stuff. So yeah, so I mean, it's all old stuff, and no one knows how to build that shit anymore. They killed all the scientists. And
Palpatine's behind it all.
And here's one thing that annoyed me. When Wim's dad turns back on the power so that they can get the clamps up and everything, why didn't the droids come back?
The clamps.
Well, because the supervisor was destroyed. He's the big brain.
Like they could at least power up. Why didn't the cars power back up?
Maybe they did, and we just didn't see them.
Anyway, other thoughts about the end of the show? Because I have some Guru notes. Guru says...
I thought it was great. Oh, all right.
Sorry. Can't even request a undo. Damn it.
That's funny. Curses Alana.
Sorry, dude. Just took a couple of notes, and then we can wrap it up. But she said, Atten is Earth. It even has a moon.
I noticed that too, where it has the same kind of moon.
Yeah.
Lazy.
And finally, she liked the show, but she didn't understand the name. And that's true. They never even name drop it in the whole show.
Because there was a bunch of skeletons in the ship. And yeah. The crew.
And there's not enough of them to run the ship.
They're literally a skeleton crew running the ship.
Yeah.
But there's agree that it's not the best name.
There's layers.
It should have been called the Buddy Bunch.
Oh, I'm into it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Star Wars fun kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, dude.
An adventure.
Anyway, dude, yeah, sorry. Now you can do your recap.
I was just saying I thought it was really good. I thought it was quite enjoyable, as Jay would say. I do think it's the best Star Wars show. The best Disney Star Wars show. Over Andor.
Well, and no one wanted to watch it. How dare you?
What about Mando season 1?
I mean, it's not hyped. It's not at all hyped. You know, I hadn't heard anything about it. What's that?
What about Mando season 1?
I think it's better. I think it's better than Mando season 1.
I agree.
It's quite different.
It's very different. It's less like universe tied. It's more of just a fun romp, I feel like.
That's what Star Wars is. It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Star Wars used to be fun back in the day. Remember that? Yeah.
Zach, did you
Scooter Gang, Rob? Scooter Gang.
Zach, did you get my email about AwesomeCon, by the way, because it's Skeleton Crew?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Are you gonna go for that?
Sure. I didn't realize Nick Frost was the voice of SM-33.
33, yeah.
Good, come on.
What?
You know who the owl is voiced by? It's Ali Shockwell. I don't ever know how to pronounce her name, but the girl from Arrested Development, the one that was Michael Cera's cousin.
Her?
Oh, her? No. Maybe. Cousin maybe?
Yeah, maybe. Or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Why would they have her? That's a weird choice.
She was good. I don't know. It worked. It worked out.
Anyway, what did you think of the show?
It's good, but like,
wow,
you know, I wanted more of the New Republic. I wanted what's his face from Kim's Convenience to come back.
Oh, by the way, I listened to the prop bet, the Ahsoka prop bets, this week, and yeah, they're still funny.
Okay.
And also having seen the show and knowing which ones come true, like
some of those just could be accurately, some of those could still carry over. Do they declare themselves a Jedi? Will B Wings jump here? Like some of those could still apply to this one.
But my favorite one was, will Ahsoka get naked?
Wasn't that yours? I want me to toot my own horn. Toot toot. All right.
Mine was definitely the B Wing one.
Plowing ahead.
Yes. So next we have Daredevil Born Again. Should we all say our familiarity with Daredevil?
No.
Yeah. I think mine's different than yours.
I think that the 2003 movie is pretty good.
Yes.
The seesaw fight was amazing.
It is pretty good.
Great.
Yes, I mean we're showing our age here. But yes,
the mustard joke is great.
Him in the bath.
Mm. Yeah. Sleep deprivation.
Yeah. Or I like deprivation. Kissed in the rain, and he can see her. It's like, oh.
I like the part where he in the beginning when he's walking down and he hits his cane on the on like the railing and it goes like so you can see the guy.
Her in the long hallway, chopping down.
Rob, what's your familiarity with Daredevil?
The Evanescence.
That's my familiarity is Evanescence and Colin Farrell. No, I didn't watch. Well, I watched the first half of the first episode back in the day of the Netflix show, and I thought it was pretty nastily shot, pretty like poorly lit, blocked, bad dialogue. Kind of felt like a subpar Law and Order episode.
Oh, that's right. You weren't the fan of the hallway, the one. One shot scene.
Those I'm okay with. I did YouTube those scenes because I did.
I thought you said they were like overdone and they did a mediocre job with it when we talked about it.
They were kind of mediocre. Yeah, it wasn't. They didn't blow my mind, but like there's better. Like the raid exists. There's better action scenes out there for sure. Or the killer. Or I'm sorry, Hard Boiled. Anyway, No, I thought the show was pretty bland, so it's not looking forward to this. And then, it lived up to my expectations of us. And I was like, okay.
Haters.
Yeah.
Well, good news, Rob. You're only going to be here for half of that.
Yeah. I still watch the in-between episodes. I had to suffer alone.
Sorry to hear that.
I can't complain about them, so here we are.
Yeah. Okay, well,
just send us your notes.
I guess we don't have to go through all our familiarity with Daredevil. My only question is, has everyone here read Daredevil Born Again by Frank Miller?
I haven't read it.
It doesn't matter because this season is not that story.
It's not based off of that.
That's bullshit.
And also, like, isn't it the one where, like, Karen Page dies and he goes and lives with his mom? Didn't they do that in the Netflix show?
No.
First of all, yes. I mean, I don't know about Born Again, but there was a quote from the director who was asked about it. He said, first of all, no, we're not doing it this season. And second of all, we already did it on the normal show. So if you're such big fans, I would thought you guys would have known that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, wrecked nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah. He wrecked the nerds. So
I just wanted Captain America to show up and say, I'm loyal to nothing general except the dream.
Who watched all of Netflix show and what happened? Because I only watched the first season or two.
I watched all of it and I remember very little of it. I also watched The Defenders.
I didn't watch
Defenders. Oh, no, I did watch The Defenders. That was so bad.
I think, I don't know. I assume I watched all of it. And, you know, it's a lot of Karen.
Yeah, it is a lot of Karen.
It's a lot of Karen. And
Foggy. Don't forget Foggy.
Oh, yeah, Foggy. What a glow up on Foggy.
There's some Foggy. Yeah, he lost weight.
He looks so good. The beard, the haircut.
Yep. And like Daredevil's bad a lot. I do remember Bullseye being a badass on that show.
Oh, he was in? I didn't remember him being in the original show.
Yeah, definitely.
I even remember that.
Okay. I don't even remember. The only thing I remember is like it's all about the guest stars. It's like Punisher is really good. Elektra is really good. Kingpin's really good.
Hot.
Wait, I don't even remember Elektra on that show.
She was hot. There's a part where they fight a bunch of hand ninjas.
That 2003 movie.
No, it's not. There's no hand ninjas in the 2003 movie.
Are you sure? I thought there was.
Yes, it's only Bullseye and Kingpin.
And Elektra?
Well, yeah, but she's not a bad guy.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I guess I do remember that part then. Okay, so shall we get into it?
Wait, are you thinking of The Defenders where they fight a bunch of hand ninjas?
No, because I didn't watch The Defenders.
Oh, okay.
At that point, I'm like, I'm done.
Did anybody watch Echo, by the way?
I watched it.
All right.
Watched what?
Echo? That was like reference for
Echo. Wait, you watched Echo? Are you for real?
No, I didn't know. I didn't watch Echo, but I was like,
wow, no.
You even suggest that, but like, maybe somebody here did.
I have a reputation to uphold.
Yeah,
exactly. As a man of taste, I would never watch Echo.
I'm too snooty for that. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Well, I mean,
what do you have against deaf people and indigenous people?
Too snooty for Daredevil.
Don't worry, I didn't watch it either. I didn't watch it either.
Wow.
I have to admit it. I feel bad. I kept downloading it, but I never actually watched it.
I didn't realize it actually had been released. I thought it was one of those shows they kept talking about, but never actually came out.
They dropped
when
it came
out.
Once.
You specifically asked me if I had for like 3 weeks. You were like, "Did you watch it yet?" And I'm like, "No."
Wait, what? That doesn't sound like me.
Because I think I kept referencing it, and you were like, "Did you watch it then?" And I was like, "No."
No, just because I'm referencing it doesn't mean I watched it.
Yeah, I do have to watch it. I literally kept downloading episodes, and I just never got around to it. But then again, I don't watch a lot of shows anymore, so
exactly. That's a thing. And so anyway, Daredevil episode one, the beginning. They're at a bar. They're all talking about how the cops are quitting because vigilantes are running things now. Kind of like what? What other property that we've covered on Tuesday Night Gaming?
He's mad. Do you have enough upgrades?
The boys. Oh, shit. I have too many upgrades.
The cops.
Mandalorian?
The cops quit because there's vigilantes. Watchmen.
Boba Fett?
Watchmen.
Wait, Watchmen did that? Oh.
Yeah. Remember the cops go on strike?
No.
Do you remember the part where the guy says, The American dream, it came true. You're looking at it.
You think a prince looks at a guy like me? No.
Where is that? You guys suck.
Forget it. Forget it. Sister Nurse or whatever her name is. It's Chinatown.
Sister Nurse.
Nice.
What's Night Nurse? What's who is it in Watchmen?
Silk Spectre.
No, wait, the TV show.
Like Regina King's.
Regina character. King's character, yeah. Oh, Jay, you won! Redemption! Oh my god!
Yeah, okay. Not Jay.
It's Sister something, right?
All about the 5-2.
Sister Christian.
It's not Sister Christian.
Okay. All right, let's get into it. Yeah, so they're together. They're at the bar. Foggy's thin. I wrote that down. And then Karen invokes the friends code.
Yeah, which is, I guess, the bro code, but that's too sexist for Disney Plus. So it's the friends code.
No, I think it's the code they have with the two of them. So they're like,
yeah, that, you know, they will stay friends.
Stop trying to have sex with me. We're friends.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of friendship, Matt eavesdrops on his friend Foggy.
Yeah, why not?
He's on the phone.
Do they? And I was confused. I was confused. It seems like Karen knows his identity.
They both do.
They all.
Okay,
do.
So it's not really eavesdropping.
Yeah. Exactly.
You're just saying you can never have a conversation around Matt Murdock.
Yes.
You expect not to.
Not one.
That's correct.
No privacy.
Nonsense.
You have to distract him with crime in order to have a private conversation.
That's right. And even then, you can't be sure.
And even then, he still pays attention to both conversations, as we learn later.
Do you think it's hard to like have a surprise birthday party?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Surprised by anything.
Right, so then this cop is retired, and then Dumb Benny's in trouble.
Yep, and then from Bullseye, and we know because he kills the fly with a paperclip. And guys, the paperclips—that's got to be a reference to the 2003 movie.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
Definitely. Yes. So during that part, after he kills the fly with a paperclip, and then shows his hand, there's like a bullseye on it. Andrew's like, "That glove seems pretty bullseye-y." I was like, "Yeah, he just killed a fly with a paperclip."
Yeah,
clearly Andrew needs education in the class.
He's Taskmaster. Rob, go.
Oh, dude, I got kicked. I don't know. Am I not in?
Yeah. No.
It just if there's an assertion, you just rejoin.
Yeah.
All right.
So they have a classic Daredevil fight. And
do you guys like all the knives sticking out of them?
No.
Not really.
It was like almost cartoonish by the end. I'm like, this is dumb. Why are there so many knives sticking out of him?
I have to admit, I did read this on the internet, but I agree. These seem slow. They don't move fast.
But that's Daredevil, dude.
His fight scene was bad, and it seemed really fake.
That's the way they fight. It's supposed to be realistic. Same with the yelling, all the yelling.
Yeah, he can hit things and throw things with accuracy, but yeah, he's just at normal human speed.
But I don't remember the hallway fight being that slow.
Me too.
It
was faster, but it was all close combat. This was chasing, walking around, and he wasn't getting. Both of them weren't getting stabbed with a million different things.
No, I didn't mind the like stumble chase. I actually kind of like that. I just meant when they're like even in the beginning when they're fighting each other, they just like, the punches seem to be coming slowly.
I feel like it was quick in the beginning, and then as they got tired, they started to slow down.
Yeah, so. I also
more TKI assist with it.
I also, guys, do you guys feel like it's not so impressive that it's all one apparent take anymore?
No, like, it's been overdone now.
It's so fake now.
And especially with the Marvel stuff now.
And with computers and things like that, it's just like we know that you're in, it's like if it's not genuine, right? If they were like we're literally all doing it in one take, it would still be impressive no matter how many times they do it. But we know they can like lock the camera, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, even in the non-action scenes they were doing it a lot because they would have like a long take, but the crowd would like keep like passing through to like cover the cuts. And then they have cars passing by to like cover more cuts, and like what's the point, guys, of these long takes?
Bunch of haters.
Yeah. All right, so Foggy dies, and it's so sad. So sad. He's so sad.
Foggy gets fridged, you might say.
Yeah, I think that sounds accurate.
Hmm? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yep. and then Bullseye gets thrown off the roof. Which I can't remember if Daredevil kills people. I guess he doesn't.
No, Daredevil tries not to, right? Kill people.
He's like the only Marvel character that does
Spider-Man.
Except for Spider-Man.
Spider-Man is like Batman, where all of his villains just die accidentally. Wink, wink. Well, like the Green Goblin.
Well,
for example.
For instance. Yeah.
Anyway, so then 1 year later, they're like, mornings, am I right?
Yeah. I didn't hate the show as much as you guys did.
What?
I mean, hate's a strong word. I was just like very deeply underwhelmed.
I'm bordering on hate. That's fine.
I liked it too.
But what I do hate is this idea. Why do we have to go this through this charade that he's not Daredevil anymore? Why would you put us through this? This is a Daredevil show. Why do we have to go through the?
Because it's Marvel.
No,
It's character development. That's the only way they know how to do character development.
I thought
it was pronounced charade.
Charade.
Yeah. No, it's usually charade, but it's probably both work.
Matt was being fancy.
Yeah, yeah, you could pronounce it the godless American way if that's how you want. But
yeah, dude, I agree. The Joseph Campbell hero rejecting the call gets annoying.
Yeah, it's super annoying.
It can be done in a way that's not annoying.
We didn't talk about how funny it was when Daredevil yelled, why, on the roof.
The mask slowly falls, and you can see just tiny little marks on it. Like, not like the million knives went.
Yeah, stuff. Right. Now that he's like bleeding to death on the roof.
Well, I felt bad for him when he said why to Bullseye.
The
emotions worked for me.
Okay, that's nice.
I kind of wanted Bullseye to be like, you know why? Because somebody paid me. Like,
yeah,
what
right.
is it? A trick question?
By the way, I thought he was there to kill Karen because how
does he know who Karen is?
He knows stuff.
They met. What? They definitely met.
I have a more important question. Why is his name Poindexter?
That's his name.
I know. That's what I was thinking. I was like, is Kingpin's last name like Nerdlinger? I was like, what's going on here?
Because back in the day, they wanted to make you feel bad. He had a rough childhood.
But in the comics, his name was Lester. That's what his Ellie's name was.
Yeah.
Wow, Lester. I'm impressed to remember that. I'm not going to remember that.
We looked it up. Don't be too
Maybe afraid. It was a random writer's name and they were giving him a shout out.
I have another question, which is he comes back from the back to life, and they never explain it.
He's a metahuman.
It's not like he came back to life; he just didn't die.
Yeah.
No. He fell from like six floors up.
It wasn't that high.
Whatever.
he's got plot armor.
No. He was like dead, and then he did like the Captain Jack Hark dust.
Okay, Zach. I'm gonna bet you right now. In front of these witnesses that they are not going to explain that. And if they do, then I will say you are the superior twin on this podcast.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure they won't address it.
Yeah, I think Matt's right.
He was dead.
Yes, thank you, Jared.
He was quote undead, or dead. Like, people assumed he was dead. Karen looked back, thought he was dead. You can see it in her eyes. But yeah, that was a super high fall for his, and on his head, like on his face, like the guy was dead.
I don't think so.
But guys, didn't you also feel that emotion when Karen was like freaking out when Foggy's dying and then the body falls and she thinks it's Daredevil too and she can't turn around?
It was rough.
Yeah.
It was good. Why doesn't somebody help her? Why doesn't somebody like get up?
Because it's New York.
Because everyone else was stabbed and dead. Everyone else was injured. He threw billiard balls at like half the people and threw knives at the other half.
Nah.
Okay. So anyway, so Kingpin and Vanessa have a scene. We learned that he's running for mayor. He's back, baby. After getting beat up by a girl pretending to be Hawkeye.
No, he was talking. I thought he was talking about Echo.
Maybe it was Echo. I don't know.
Echo apparently shot him in the face.
Okay.
Yeah, the person he was mentoring. I didn't realize that's what they were talking about. But yeah.
Kids, am I right?
And then we meet B.B.
Always
Urich.
Let you down.
Any thoughts on B.B. Urich?
Oh. Is that who that was? No
right.
thoughts.
Nothing.
I didn't even notice.
Man on the street interviews.
Yeah.
We don't really meet them. Aren't they just behind the character? The camera?
Yeah.
I meant more that it's like, you know, a reference to Ben Urich.
Yeah, we got it.
AKA Joey Pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought
the most supporting character from 2003 movie.
Yeah.
Well, also from the comics. He's cool.
Yeah.
In the
okay.
Comics. All right.
The comics. Blah blah blah.
The comics. The comics.
The comics. The comics.
I liked the bullseye sentence thing hearing. That was a good part.
Yeah.
That was pretty gripping.
Yeah.
And
okay.
The scene after where there's emotions with the two. With
Karen. Yeah. He's like, Karen, whatever. Why didn't you call me?
And she's like, why didn't you call me?
Like, I was suffering. I was suffering too.
Was it just me, or was Daredevil way less charming in this show than in the Netflix one?
I really don't understand what all these women see in that.
Well, I mean, all his charm went to She-Hulk.
You know what? It's funny. Naomi and I watched She-Hulk, and I don't remember him being on it.
He was in it.
Yeah, he
hooked up with She-Hulk.
I know, I don't remember that at all.
They bang, and then he meets the family. Right. He meets Hulk later.
Yeah, I don't remember any of that. Maybe I missed an episode.
Maybe you fell asleep.
Wow,
I remember
crazy.
Him more from Spider-Man No Way Home. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I really thought Charlie Cox was going to get hair plugs.
But his hair looks fine.
He's fine.
He's doing great.
He's on Jude Law's level. What's the big deal?
it's like the character's aging, so it makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. No. Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome.
All right. So now we have our very, very, and we're gonna. Here we go. Good thing ZJ's not. ZJ, turn off the podcast. Where we wade into our Trump analogy.
Oh God, I know.
Right, where the kingpin's running, and half the people can't believe that such a terrible person would be running, and then the other half are terrible people who like him.
It's not even subtle or witty about it. It's just like, oh God, it's so dumb.
No, of course not. Of course, it's not gonna be subtle.
But again, I mean, this is also directly from comics too.
Yeah, a couple times.
It's like he's doing a Lex Luthor thing. Yeah,
and the Penguin.
Mm.
Do you guys remember that part where the white guy who works for him does like this rant about it's like, oh man, Wilson Fisk, so awesome.
The memes. Yeah. We love the memes.
Yeah, it's just such a vibe, man. It's like,
you know who plays that thing. Is.
He's like, social media loves you because you get it done.
It's Michael Gandolfini from James Gandolfini's
son.
Oh,
is it?
Yeah. That's why he kind of looks like him a little bit.
Okay. Yeah, I can see it now. I can see it. But yeah, I mean, it was like some like boomer was like, what are the hip kids saying now? Put it all in. This is our chance to get them.
No, that's what I'm saying is I think that's why the dude bros vote for Trump is that exact same kind of lot. Same kind of argument.
No.
Yep. Yes.
Let's not go into the mind of the Trump supporter who couldn't understand it.
Yep. All right. Do. All right, so then he has his blind in quotation marks date.
Wow. I'm actually surprised they didn't make that joke. Yeah.
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 It was very awkward, but the only I did like when she said, I don't date lawyers because they argue everything. And he says, that's not true. And she's like, see what I mean?
Yeah, that's good.
It was so cringe. That's
not true. He just says it's a bit of a generalization.
Well, whatever.
Yeah, he's making an argument point. I actually was kind of hoping that it was just she was setting him up for actual therapist. I was like,
yeah, that's where I thought the direction was going to go in.
I thought so.
It would be kind of interesting.
Heard. Yeah, I also thought that.
They started playing music over their dialogue, and I was like, thank God. Like, I wonder if that was intentional. Like, it was just like, this is the only way to cover it up.
Rob, you don't have to watch this show if it's.
That was me making fun of it.
If you skip every other episode, we probably wouldn't even notice. Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They do recaps. But yeah, so like they somehow found a love interest that even less interesting than Karen Page.
Whoa. Wow.
She's really boring.
Is she getting
her name is like Heather.
Yeah. Is she anybody? Like I just assume she's getting kidnapped or fridged or something or another.
I mean, they just fridged Foggy. I can't imagine they would do both.
Yeah, they would
do that again.
Yeah,
they would.
Got a
yeah,
huge
they
fridge.
Would.
That's true. That is kind of what the character is all about. I did like that they updated the show a little bit. And by which I mean, she says, "Hell's Kitchen, huh? You must be a tough guy." And Matt Murdock says, "Have you been to it recently?" Implying because like it's not a bad neighborhood anymore.
Yeah.
Right. I thought all of New York was like crime ridden in this show, so I didn't really understand that either.
Maybe it's gentrifying.
That's your perception. You know.
Well, that's what the show was telling me. That's like, we need Fisk. There's crime everywhere. The vigilantes.
I kind of took it the way, like, rather than it was all great, was that he hasn't been back. Like, it was rough, but it wasn't horrible back in the day. But now it's, like, even way, way worse.
I guess that's true. But maybe the idea is that he cleaned up Hell's Kitchen, and it's the one good spot.
Yeah. Well, whatever. I'm ready to move on. We'll see if there's something else about the date.
I think I wrote down one quote, which is that, I think it's from the date where he says New York City's going to get the mayor it deserves, which is totally a talking point that we hear all the time these days. America has the president.
We're not the one it needs right now.
No, yeah, not that.
Well, we're going to do that. Where Fisk has an anti-vigilante platform, that's like a thing they've done in Batman a lot.
Yeah, yeah. So then we have the meeting, the Murdoch face-to-face with Fisk.
Yeah, this was in all the trailers, and it was good. I thought it was good. Apparently, it was surrounded by a bunch of haters, but I liked it.
Zach. No, I thought it was fine. I thought it was a little early, but
well, maybe they won't be meeting again for a while.
See you again.
When will I see you again?
Everybody claims to be done with their illegal activities.
Right, that's the other thing too. It's like again, we have to wait for Fisk to be like to turn evil. Like, come on, don't make me wait.
Yeah.
It's such a tease show. We learned that so Fisk wins. He wins the mayoral race, but he loses in the long run because he learns his wife had an affair.
I missed that part.
Yeah. I definitely thought he was gonna kill her. He's like, don't kill my lover, and he's like, okay, but he didn't say not to kill you, throws her off the building.
His voice is just comical, by the way.
Oh, totally.
I like it. I love New York.
I love New York. I love you.
Don't you just want to vote for that guy? Come on.
He's like Robert F. Kennedy. Yeah.
Did that happen though? The Netflix show though, her cheating on him? Is that
I don't know.
Okay. I think it's fair in enough. Between seasons. It's off screen. Okay. I don't necessarily see. I think it most likely happened while that whole because he talks about how he disappeared. He, you know, just left her one day, and like as she took over, probably somewhere in that time frame.
So I think the Netflix show establishes, though, that he loves her and he'll do anything to her. So he
literally says that.
Right. I can't believe she's still alive. I thought for sure she was going to die. Like, in the Netflix show. Like, she was going to get killed by, like, an enemy. Like, a mob. Like, another mobster.
It does kind of seem like a glaring weakness on his part that somebody should have taken care of by now.
Yeah, but do you want the kingpin on your... On you?
I mean, not me.
That seems like that just sounds like Kingpin at his height. You go after his. I mean, you might as well kill John Wick's dog.
Yeah,
not John Wick. Blah. I do appreciate that Matt Murdock is the one person in New York who gets his news from the TV. But it makes sense. He can't use a smartphone unless he does in the comics or something because of his super touch.
E-reader.
Yeah, he
can talk to him.
Because he said text me at one point. I was like, yes, he can.
Yeah.
He's a lawyer. He needs to be able to like read documents.
Oh, voice to text. Documents. Yeah,
it's like paper documents.
Text to voice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. Yep. So the Kimpin makes this speech about I love New York, and then like tries to smile and fails.
Did you guys like the part where he's cooking in the dark? I like that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a nice detail.
Cool, and that's episode one. I liked it. Don't care what the rest of you have to say.
Wow.
I think overall I liked it. I was fine with it as well. Except for the tease. I don't like the tease.
Yeah.
But tease.
So we have to wait for him to be Daredevil again.
It's like the name of the movie is Spider-Man. Why are you making him not be Spider-Man?
But he's gotta be born again.
Right?
Yeah, he's gotta be born again
next. Next episode.
He's gonna go to a church and he's gonna confess and then he's gonna come back as Daredevil.
Okay, but like let's keep that moving.
Speaking of the church, I thought when the beginning where it shows like the dark the opening shot where like the dark New York with like the spotlights, I thought it was gonna be him on the cross again, like in the
hanging off.
Did you guys like the opening? I kinda liked it.
Yeah, with the dust. Yeah.
Yeah, with all the institutions crumbling and forming Daredevil.
Yeah, I'm not sure I get it.
Yeah, it's like all the normal institutions are crumbling, and therefore you need Daredevil to bring justice. Because the Statue of Liberty is not going to do it, and the police aren't going to do it. Come on, guys.
Yeah, good job, Matt.
You with me?
Good catch.
All right.
Okay.
Alana, Rob. Well, I guess you guys have made your thoughts.
What? It was bad. The show has failed to impress in this first episode.
I don't know why it's so low budget. I'm like, don't they have any like funding for this? Like, it's pretty like hype show. I was just confused.
I think it's like a fan service show.
Yeah, it got hyped only after how well. I think it got hyped only after how well he was received in She-Hulk. And like then the outcry was like, oh yeah, we need him back like fully. We can't just have him as a one-off. Because I think it came together pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. I got that.
I mean, certainly considering after all the hiatus.
Did they originally want to do like 17 episodes? And I guess they switched at some point.
17? Yeah. That's unheard of for this day and age.
Yeah, that's why I thought it was weird. But I think they were like trying to like ape the, you know, I guess the Netflix show had more episodes.
Yeah,
I feel bad for Deborah Ann Woll because she apparently can't get a job except Karen Page.
Wasn't she on True Blood?
Was that before Daredevil?
No, it was. Of course, it was before. But the point is, she's done other things.
Okay, since Daredevil,
wasn't she in a lot of writing movie?
Okay,
probably. She's doing a lot of writing.
Great point.
And a lot of D&D stuff.
Yeah,
a lot D&D of writing.
Stuff. Oh no.
What do you know?
D&D stuff.
Not D&D stuff.
She's too pretty to play D&D.
That's terrible.
What? How dare you?
Yeah. Anyway.
My cherished pastime.
All right. Are we moving on to questions of the day?
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's go. Didn't all someone right. tell you one from last week?
Naomi, are you joining us?
Hey, the podcast cover image for some reason continues to not work. I don't know what's going on.
The newest podcast, one I sent you?
Including the newest one. I don't know what's going on. It's driving me crazy.
Matt, you watched The White Lotus?
He's off headphones line.
No, I don't think so.
No, you don't think you watched it?
Correct.
Shouldn't you know?
I don't think we're caught up. No. Naomi, are we caught up on White Lotus? No. We just went.
Did you watch the second episode?
We are watching it, Alana.
We are watching it. Have we watched the most recent episode?
No. Not the most recent one that was from yesterday. I assume you haven't seen that.
In that case, yes. We are caught up.
How about those three women? Am I right?
They were better in this episode than the last time.
Yeah. Now they finally have some conflict.
Yeah. Trumpity. More Trump stuff.
More Trump stuff.
Okay. So question number one. R.I.P. Gene Hackman. What is your favorite Gene Hackman movie? This question comes to us courtesy of Zach.
I feel so bad. I know that he's a big deal, and everyone was really sad when he died. I really don't know who that is.
Who?
Okay, so Naomi doesn't know who Gene Hackman is.
Oh.
Lex Luthor himself? Okay.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Okay, sure.
What's his name? Dubby? I forget. Anyway,
yeah, Rob.
I had to think about it. I'll be last.
Was it favorite Gene Hackman role? I missed it.
Yeah, favorite Gene Hackman movie. Yeah,
not role, but favorite movie that I guess favorite movie that he's in.
So
he in Beyond Periscope? What was the submarine movie he was in?
Crimson Tide.
Oh, Crimson Tide.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I never saw that.
So I liked The French Connection, and I liked Unforgiven a lot. But I've only seen them each once. So I'm going to say my favorite movie of his is Superman, yeah.
Okay.
The original.
Watch Superman.
I think I know who he is.
The first one.
I made you watch Superman. You just fell asleep.
Superman 1, not Superman 2?
Yeah, Superman 1.
Yeah, that was in college. That was a long time ago.
Not Superman 4, The Quest for Peace?
Is Gene Hackman in that?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Wow.
What was the comedy? Wasn't he in like a comedy? What comedy was it?
He's been in a lot of comedies.
Tenenbaums, Birdcage, Welcome to Mooseport.
The one that killed his career.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think he was just, done anyway. It's like kind of like League of Extraordinary Gentlemen. It's just like, fuck Hollywood.
I will say, wait, was he in the Untouchables?
Yes.
Sean Connery was.
Yeah, I think he was too.
No, looking, De Niro was in the Untouchables.
Yeah, no, not in Untouchables.
De Niro. Okay. In that case, I'll say Superman as well.
Wait, hang on. Should I look up famous Gene Hackman movies? If you guys need to
look up.
I was looking it up too, just to cheat a little bit.
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Don't look it up.
Oh, I'm absolutely looking it up.
I just want to make sure I don't miss anything. But
yeah,
like,
I want to make sure the ones I know are actual, and I'm not going to make a mistake like just now.
I'm going to go with I agree with like Zach. Like I feel like Unforgiven and the other one you mentioned, it was quite good.
French Connection.
French Connection. Yeah, thank you. I'm going to go with The Conversation, which Coppola made in between Godfather 1 and Part 2, and it's a very timely guy about, you know, spying on people and listening in and kind of getting paranoid about everyone else listening in on him.
Yeah, I want to do that for Spotify guys at some point.
Oh, that'd be a good one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mine is The Replacements.
Ooh.
Interesting choice.
I can't lie. It's only in my head because TikTok has been like had a bunch of like people were just spamming like clips from The Replacements lately.
Do you guys know there was a French Connection too?
Yeah. I don't think anybody cared. It's weird when there's like sequels to Best Picture winners, but I mean, Rocky 2 was awesome, so I don't know.
Far inferior sequel. Oh, I also saw Bonnie and Clyde that he is apparently in, and I didn't like it that much.
Wow.
No, it was boring.
Even the final scene. All
right. No, the final scene was good, but the movie itself was pretty slow. Mm-hmm. I even read a book about them to get ready for it. God, I had so much time then.
Damn, dissipation.
Yeah.
Okay, Alana, what did you say?
I don't know. I haven't seen any of these movies.
You didn't see Royal Tenenbaums? I just thought
I haven't seen that.
You didn't see Superman?
Well, I've seen Superman.
What the fuck just happened there?
Are we all just going to say Superman? That's the only one we've seen. Jay said Replacements. Okay. I have seen Replacements as well.
Night Moves is underrated. I don't think anybody's heard of that, but it's pretty good.
All right, so question number two.
Wait a second, did Rob answer?
Yeah, yes. I went into the conversation.
We talked about it.
Yeah.
All right, question number two. If you could choose which one part of your body would never get cold.
What?
Would never get cold?
Yeah, if you could pick a part of your body to never get cold, which part would you choose?
My face.
Oh, that's good.
On the winter,
yeah, because you can like it's harder to cover up with things to keep it warm.
Okay,
without being able to breathe.
I will say my feet.
I'm gonna say the roof of my mouth.
What?
Never get cold.
Because that's how you get freeze brain. The roof of your mouth gets cold, and your brain thinks that you're freezing to death, so it sends blood to your brain and it hurts.
All right, that's a smart choice.
Thank you.
I'm going ears.
Wait, Zach, but what would you eat that would get your top of your mouth that cold?
Ice cream?
But I thought you don't eat ice cream.
I could start.
Milkshake?
if I'm immune to brain freeze.
Yeah, he doesn't eat it because he doesn't want brain freeze. Obviously.
Margaritas?
I'm in freeze brain.
Freeze brain?
No, we call it freeze brain in our house.
That's great.
In this house.
In this house.
And call freeze brain.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, so Zach's at the top of the mouth. Naomi said face. I said feet.
I go at ears.
Yeah.
I'm running out of body parts. Now I'm going to go with feet again. No, my feet really do get cold. I have like two layers of socks on at all times.
Ugh.
Have you considered slippers?
No, I have slippers. They're like dinosaur shape and they make dinosaur noises. It was a gift. It was a gift, but I still do like it. Yeah.
Are the cats scared of them?
Noise.
They are scared of them. I have tried it with the cats. They're like, "What the hell is going on? Why are your Are there dinosaurs coming out of your feet?
Can you just take the batteries out?
No, they're like ridiculously large. I can't. They're impractical for okay. like actual
stuff. You have to send a picture to the chat after this.
I will. I'll be. All right. If I get a video with the noises,
that's fine.
Yeah.
If you don't
picked for free, woo!
If you don't do it, you're not allowed to come back for the rest of your novel.
Don't tempt them.
Wait, that sounds great.
Don't tempt them with a good time, as they say.
Yeah.
Okay. And Alana, did you weigh in?
I think my hands. Because then you could use your phone outside in the winter, no problem. Yeah.
And I know they make those gloves that you can do it, yada yada. But I don't know about anybody else, but my fingers are so short that they don't work in those gloves.
That's just you.
Yeah. I used to have those gloves; they didn't work that well.
Your fingers have to go all the way to the tip of the glove.
Yeah,
just the tip.
Yeah.
All right, and question number three. All right, this one's a tricky one. What is your least favorite episode of your favorite show?
What?
No, that's a good one. Question.
Thank you.
I have an answer. I'm gonna go first. Shut up. Okay. It's whatever the episode is in the last season of Mad Men where Don's just like obsessed with that waitress like the whole episode.
Oh yeah. I remember that one.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Unfortunately, I think Matt and I have the same favorite show.
We do? What's our favorite show?
Band of Brothers.
I'll do The Expanse if you want to do Band of Brothers.
Okay, I'll do Band of Brothers.
I'll tell you my least favorite episode of The Expanse is there's an episode in season 5 where Naomi is stuck on a like broken ship and she has to fix it. And it's the same thing over and over again. And it's super repetitive and she's like crying the whole
time. I remember that one.
Yeah.
There's a character named Naomi?
Yes, I've told you that 100 times.
I listened maybe. One.
Yeah.
Maybe. What's my favorite show?
That's what I'm struggling with, Naomi. I don't know what my favorite show is.
I know it doesn't hold up, but it used to be your favorite show for a long time. At least it'll let you answer the question.
I can go next. My favorite show is Band of Brothers. My least favorite one is the concentration camp one. It's really? Too sad. It's too sad and there's no action.
I think The Last Patrol has no action and it's also like boring.
I like the stuff with Webster. Nervous in the Service.
I don't know if it's my favorite show, but it's one of them. It's like the last episode of Seinfeld. I was like, I don't know, the whole show is so good, and then I don't know, it's just like this black hole of comedy and like yeah, it's just not good.
It's because the joke was on you, Rob.
We watched it recently, and it's like, yeah, it's like alternative comedy, right?
Yeah, it's like, did like Patton Oswalt write this or David Cross? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It was disappointing. It is a big like fuck you though, right? I mean, I think you're right, Zach, and that is kind of fun in itself, but
yeah.
Why are you crying?
I guess I'll answer for Friends because I know it the best, and it you know whatever. And I think maybe part of the reason I don't still think of it as my favorite show is that my least favorite episode is probably the last one as well. I don't know what Rachel sees in him. I don't know why she gave up her career for him. Like, yeah, that's
what is it because, well, anyway, is that because the episode, so is the episode it's bad or bad because of what it lays out?
Like the whole point of the episode is she got off the plane. It's like the whole thing.
That's the whole point of the episode.
Oh, and then also they have twins. Chandler and Monica have twins.
And you hate twins?
Yeah, twins are
to add insult to injury, they have twins.
No, but it's also dumb because like they didn't know they were having twins until they were at the hospital. I don't know. I don't like birth scenes that are overly unrealistic.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Yeah, got him.
Nice. You know what? I'm just gonna go Scrubs, and it's the episode where Brandon Fraser dies.
Why is that your least favorite?
Because Brandon Fraser dies. And everyone's like,
Brendan, not Brandon. Yeah.
Brandon. Brandon.
Brandon.
Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Brandon. Yeah, we'll just go with that one.
Okay.
It's a very sad episode, but it's heartwarming at the same time, but it's very sad. All right.
All
right. And I think that's all of us, right?
Yeah. 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 Let's conclude this marathon session.
Thanks, everybody.
That was a long one.
Zach, take us out.
Thank you for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. I realize I don't say the time. So catch us every Tuesday at 8 p.m. at twitch.tv/mcslanty and group up with us next time.
I mean, I think Tuesday night.
Yeah. They'll figure it out.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.